Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
Well, hello there. Yes, welcome once again to the Soul Lounge. I hope you're ready because this week we are going to do something a little different. You know, every now and again, I'd like to mix things up by presenting some of my favorite hip hop music. Now, in the past, we've taken a listen to some conscious hip hop artists. We've counted down the top female MCs. And this week, we are going to take a look back and forward a little bit at some of the revolutionary cuts that have made hip hop history. Now, although hip hop was created out of the need for good party music, as the genre evolved, so did the need to use the art form as a vehicle to be heard. So you had artists like Afrika Bambaataa and Melly Mel and Curtis Blow. They penned and performed lyrics that reflected the conditions of their environment while at the same time encouraging young people to take a stand against those elements that were in their control. So by the late 1980s, we had a crew of very popular hip hop artists, and they were aware that there is power in numbers. So they came together to record what I think is probably one of the most powerful hip hop cuts ever. They called themselves the Stop the Violence Movement, which was a name that they created in response to the alarming number of young African Americans who were being killed in the inner cities as a result of violent crime. Now, the song featured KRS-One, it featured Heavy D, featured MC Lyte, Big Daddy Kane, Dougie Fresh, just to name a few. They called it Self-Destruction. And we're going to kick things off with it right here inside the Soul Lounge.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed, that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is
self-destruction.
Self-destruction, it really ain't the rap audience that's bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause, the way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 one is shot, who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap's the name. MC Delight here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Took a brother's life with a knife as his wife cried, cause he died of trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gang bang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man, cause that's
self-destruction.
Funky fresh, dressed to impress, ready to party. Money in your pocket, dying to move your body. To get inside, you pay the whole $10. Scotch tape with a razor blade, tape to your collar. Leave the guns in the crack and the knobs alone. MC Lyte's on the microphone. Bum rushing and pushing, snatching and taxing. I cram and understand why brothers don't be maxing. There's only one disco, they'll close one more. You ain't guarding the door, so what you got a gun for? Do you rob the rich and give to the poor? Yo, daddy-o, school him some more.
This straight from the mouth. And daddy-o,
do a crime,
end up in jail,
and gotta go. Cause you could do crime and get paid today,
and tomorrow you're behind bars in the worst way.
Far from your family,
cause you're locked away.
Now tell me,
do you really think crime pays?
Scheming on taking what your brother had?
You little sucker,
you talking all that jazz.
It's time to stand together in a unity, cause if not, then we're soon to be self-destroyed. Unemployed, the rap race will be lost without a trace or a clue. But what to do is stop the violence and kick the science down the road that we call eternity, where knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach the East is what rap intended, but society wants to invade. So do not walk this path that they laid. It's
self-destruction. Get ready for self-destruction. Self-destruction.
Down like this.
Children grow and women, the Jews and men go work in some of those. Self-destruction.
swing. Things been stated, re-educated, evaluated. Thoughts of the past have faded. The only thing left is the memories of our belated. And I hate it when someone dies to get all hurt up for a silly gold chain lock chump.
Word up.
It doesn't make you a big man. And to one and go and dish your brother, man. And you don't know that's part of the plan. Why? Because rap music is in full demand. Understand?
Self-destruction. Self-destruction.
My name is Just Ice, a man, not a prankster. I was known as the gangster. But believe me, that is no fun. The time is now to unite everyone. You don't have to be soft to be for peace. Robbing and killing and murdering is the least. You don't have to be chained by the beast. But party people, it's time I release.
Hey yo, here's the situation. Idiocy, nonsense, violence. Not a good policy, therefore we must ignore fighting, fussing. Heaven's at the door, so there'll be no bum rushing. Let's get together because we're falling apart. I heard a brother shot another, it broke my heart. I don't understand the difficulty, people. Love your brother, treat him as an equal. They call us animals, I don't agree with them. I'll prove them wrong, but right is what you're proving them. Take heed before I leave to what I'm saying, or we'll all be on our knees praying.
Heavy deep. Deep in the heart of the matter, the self-destruction is served on a platter. Making a day, not failing to anticipate. They got greedy, so they fell for the bait. That makes them a victim, picked and plucked. New jack in jail, but to the vets, they're a duck. There's no one around, cause in jail, you're a number. They never took the time to wonder about
self-destruction.
People to hope they get along.
Yeah, so we did a song.
Getting a point to our brothers and sisters who don't know the time.
Boy, so we wrote a rhyme.
Instead of your heads, you know our job to build and collect ourselves with intellect.
Come on.
To revolve, to evolve, to self-respect.
Cause we got to keep ourselves in check.
Or else it's
self-destruction. Self-destruction.
Music is the language of the soul.
Practice extending across the atlas. I begat this, flipping in together on the dirty mattress. You can't match this, rapper slash actress. More powerful than two Cleopatras. Bomb graffiti on the tomb of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti. My rhymes is heavy, like the mind of Sister Betty. L Boogie spars with stars and constellations. Then came down for a little conversation. Adjacent to the king, fear no human being. Roll with cherubims to Nassau Coliseum. Now hear this mixture, where hip hop meets scripture. Develop a negative into a positive picture.
Now everything is everything.
Sometimes it seems
we'll touch that tree,
but dream.
Things come slow and not at all.
It comes slow, you know what I mean?
And the ones on time,
1998, Lauryn Hill stepped away from the Fugees to record her record-breaking, award-winning Miss Education of Lauryn Hill. The record presented life from the perspective of a young woman trying to find her place in the world. The song we just heard, Everything is Everything, reminds us that the first step toward growth, right, is accepting things the way that they are. Lauryn's music is a great example of how hip-hop can inspire personal revolution, you know, the kind that sort of starts with oneself. And hip-hop music can also be used to inspire people to see beyond their circumstances, to dream and to think big. In 2010, rapper B.O.B. teamed up with singer Hayley Williams for a song that does just that. Now, it hit near the top of the charts in Australia, in Canada, in Ireland. It did pretty well in the U.S. here as well. This is called Airplanes inside the Soul Lounge.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Yeah, I could use a dream or a genie or a wish to go back to a place much simpler than this. Cause after all the partying and smashing and crashing, and all the glitz and the glam and the fashion, and all the pandemonium and all the madness, there comes a time where you fade to the blackness. And when you're staring at that phone in your lap, and you hoping but them people never call you back. But that's just how the story unfolds. You get another hand soon after you fold. And when your plans unravel in the sand, what would you wish for if you had one chance? So airplane, airplane, sorry I'm late, I'm on my way, so don't close that gate. If I don't make that, then I switch my flight, and I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars?
The days before this was a job, before I got paid, before it ever mattered what I had in my bank. Yeah, back when I was trying to get a tip at Subway, and back when I was rapping for the hell of it. But nowadays we rapping to stay relevant. I'm guessing that if we can make some wishes out of airplanes, then maybe, yo, maybe I'll go back to the days before the politics that we call the rap game, and back when ain't nobody listened to my mixtape, and back before I tried to cover up my slang. But this is for Decatur, what's up, Bobby Ray? So can I get a wish to end the politics and get back to the music that started this? So here I stand, and then again I say, I'm hoping we can make some wishes out of airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
You're inside the Soul Lounge.
Some say the black of the best.
real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up. I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the ghetto didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I huffed and puffed about my curfew and broke the rules. Ran with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my pipe dream of how I rock the mic and make it to the
from the late and legendary Tupac Shakur inside the Soul Lounge. You know, Tupac remains one of the most interesting figures in hip-hop music. He left behind a prolific and varied repertoire. You know, he had songs that could get the party started. He'd hit you with a little bit of gangster rap. But Tupac was at his best when he used his remarkable talent and intelligence. He was incredibly intelligent and insight to create music that inspired us to think, inspired us to look at things a little differently, inspired us to change our behavior. And so what we just heard, Keep Your Head Up, is a perfect example of Tupac in that space. And I'm going to tell you this, I really believe, had he lived a little longer than he did, we would have heard more and more of this Tupac than what we had been hearing up until that point. By the way, the song comes from the 1993 album Strictly For My N-I-G-G-A-Z. I am Shauna Renee, the Lady DJ. If you have a request, if it's a revolutionary hip-hop cut, if it's just something you want to hear on Soul Lounge, or you just want to say hello, you can reach me on Twitter at VOA Lady DJ, Facebook, just search VOA Lady DJ and the number one. Closing out this half, an artist who I think can be considered conscious. We play him quite a bit here. He was part of that sort of early to mid 90s crew, started off with Talib Kweli at Black Star, went off and did his own thing. Black on Both Sides, classic album from that project. This is Mos Def with Umi Says inside the Soul Lounge.
write this down. I wanna tell you how I feel right now. I don't wanna take no time to write this down. I wanna tell you how I feel right now. Hey, tomorrow may never come for you or me. Life is not promised. Tomorrow may never show up.
Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
All right, welcome to the second half of the Soul Lounge. We are smack dab in the middle of our exploration into the revolutionary side of hip-hop music. So we know that hip-hop is a party music, and like everyone else, you go to the club, you drop a couple of cuts, you have a few drinks, you have a good time, all is well. But hip-hop, the true core, the sense, the purpose behind hip-hop music has always been to inspire thought, consciousness, and action. Coming up next, as we kick off this second half, a group composed of KRS-One, you may have heard of him, D-Nice, the late DJ Scott LaRock. They call themselves Boogie Down Productions. They rep the birthplace of hip-hop, the Bronx. Now, KRS-One, who was the main and head MC, was a battle MC at first. I mean, he would go after anybody who dared even come to him. And he was also the kind of MC that would use the music to describe what was going on around him in the Bronx, which was one of the roughest boroughs in New York City at that time. But then DJ Scott LaRock was murdered soon after the debut album Criminal Minded was released. And he all of a sudden had a shift, a change. And his music and his purpose became to teach people, to lift people up, to encourage people to have sort of a political and a social consciousness. And he inspired an entire generation, those around him and then generations after him, of MCs to do the same thing. You ask any MC who the teacher is and they'll tell you, KRS-One. So here he is with Boogie Down Productions. Appropriately, this is You Must Learn inside the Soul Lounge.
Yo, Chris, what you doing out of school?
Yo, man, they just suspended me, McBoo.
Word, they suspended the teacher?
Yeah, man, I'm getting so sick of this, man. They teaching us about nothing, man. You know what the bottom line is for black people out here? It's quite simple. You must learn. In a song, let me demonstrate the force of knowledge. Knowledge reigns supreme. The ignorant is ripped to smithereens. What do you mean when you say I'm rebellious? Cause I don't accept everything that you're telling us. What are you selling us? The creator dwelling us. I sit in your unknown class while you're failing us. I failed your class cause I ain't with your reasoning. You're trying to make me you by seasoning. Up my mind with C. Jane Run. See John Walk in a hardcore New York. Come on now, that's like a chocolate cow. It doesn't exist, no way, no how. It seems to me that in a school this ebony, African history should be pumped up steadily, but it's not. And this has got to stop. See spot, run, run, get spot. Insulting to a black mentality, a black way of life, or a jet black family. So I include with one concern that you must learn.
Just like I told you.
You must learn. That if you're teaching history, deal with straight up facts, no mystery. Teach the student what needs to be taught, cause black and white kids both take shorts. When one doesn't know about the other one's culture, ignorance swoops down like a vulture. Cause you don't know that you ain't just a janitor. No one told you about Benjamin Banneker, a brilliant black man that invented the almanac. Can't you see where KRS is coming at? Where Eli Whitney, Haile Selassie, Graham Bill Woods made the walkie-talkie. Louis Latimer improved on Edison. Charles Drew did a lot for medicine. Garrett Morgan made the traffic lights. Harriet Tubman freed the slaves at night. Madam C.J. Walker made the straightening comb. But you won't know this if you weren't shown. The point I'm getting at, it might be harsh, is we're just walking around brainwashed. See what I'm saying? It's not to diss a man. We need the 89 school system. One that caters to a black return, because you must learn. Learn.
Music is the language of the soul.
There's a fine line to paper, baby. I'm on it.
There's a fine line between love and hate. You see, can't wait too late, but baby, I'm on it. There's a fine line between love and hate. You see, can't wait too late, but baby, I'm on it. Can't worry about what a nigga think I see. That's liberation, and baby, I want it. Can't worry about what another nigga think. Now that's liberation, and baby, I want it.
Admit
They planted a lot of things in the brains and the veins of my strain. Makes it hard to refrain from the host of cocaine, from them whores, from the flame, from a post in the game. Makes it hard to maintain focus. Then from the Glock rounds and lockdowns and burials, the seeds that sowed get devoured by the same locusts. Cause it's a hard road to hoe if your ass don't move and the rain don't fall and the ground is dry, but the roots are strong, so some survive. To your surprise, now I voice their cries. You got more juice than Zeus, slinging lightning trying to frighten the plains dwellers of the Serengeti, but get beheaded when you foster dreaded. Melanin, silicone, and collagen injected. Dissecting my pride, who the one gonna get it started? We be the lion hearted, without infanticide. It's like that red sprite, you can't imagine. Unless you're looking at the canvas of life, not through the peephole of mortality. Single-minded mentality, getting over on loopholes, getting paid twofold on technicalities. Clicking your heels, scared to voice how you feel, packing steel. Picking cotton from the killing fields with no total. I don't think we in Kansas, no moto. Midwest or dirty south, clean dress or dirty mouth. Whether robbing preachers or killing poor righteous teachers. You a scared demon, shouldn't be allowed to spread semen. And your cowardly lines never define the jackals of Babel. Running with they pack, tail between your legs. Throw the mane on your head, say the story. As you downplay your glory, cackling, helping the shackling of your brethren happen. Just by rapping, Libertad, Libertad, Libertad.
From their 1998 album, Aquemini, that was Outkast. The song called Liberation, it's one of those songs that was kind of hidden deep in the album. You really had to take some time to listen to it over and over and over again to kind of get a sense of what it's trying to teach, and that is freedom, you know, releasing yourself from other people's opinions, releasing yourself from hatred, releasing yourself from the obstacles that we all face day to day. That is also what hip hop is about, inspiring that kind of movement, that kind of evolution. And I absolutely love Outkast because you can't listen to an Outkast album from the very first album up until, you know, some of the stuff that they did more recently. You can't listen to those albums without thinking. They always are dropping gems on you. So one of my favorite groups, absolutely. All right, I'd like to take it back, if you don't mind, like way back. To like 1984 back. Maybe some of you weren't even born at that time. The group Houdini. This is a very interesting song because at the time, you know, we didn't really hear a whole lot of folks talk about friendship in hip-hop music. I mean, you talked about what was going on in the streets. You may have talked about the relationship with your significant other. If you were talking about your homeboys, it was from a different perspective. But this song, this is definitely one of my favorites. And again, it gives us another side of hip-hop music. It's called Friends, very simply, inside the Soul Lounge.
Now you can look the word up again and again, but the dictionary doesn't know the meaning of friends.
And if you ask me, you know I couldn't be much help, because a friend's somebody you judge for yourself. Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some mistake your kindness for being a fool.
We like to be with some because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money. Some you grew up with around the way, and you're still real close to this very day.
Homeboys through the summer, winter, spring, and fall. And then there's some we wish we never knew at all. And this list goes on again and again. But these are the people that we call friends.
When we first went out together, we barely knew each other. We had no intentions on becoming lovers. But in no time at all, you became my girl. Me and you, one-on-one against the world. Talking on the telephone for hours at a time. And else I was at your house or you was at mine. And then came the arguments and all kinds of problems. Besides making love, we had nothing in common. It could have lasted longer because it started out strong. But I guess we went about the whole thing wrong. Cause out of nowhere, it just came to an end, because we became lovers before we were friends.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, ones we can depend on. Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, before we go any further, let's be friends.
You say you and the girlfriend weren't so tight. You took her out with you and your guy one night. She even had a set of keys to your home, and you shared mostly everything you owned.
But as she shook your hand, she stole your man. And it was done so sweet, it had to be a plan. Couldn't trust her with cheese, let alone your keys. With friends like that, you don't need enemies.
You wonder how long it was all going on, and you're still not sure if your glad is gone. You say, well, if she took him, he was never mine. But deep inside, you know that's just another lie.
And now you're kind of cold towards people you meet, cause of something that was done to you by some creep. But nevertheless, I'll say it again, that these are the people that we call friends.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, before we go any further, let's be friends.
You're inside the Soul Lounge.
my wings to carry me. I don't know freedom. I want my dreams to rescue me. I keep my faith strong. I ask the Lord to follow me. I've been unfaithful. I don't know why you call on me. This is my canvas. I'ma paint it how I want it, baby. Oh, this is my canvas. I'ma paint it how I want it. But they beat you, cause there is no right or wrong. Only a song. I like to write alone, be in my zone. Think back to Forest Hills, no perfect home. But the only thing like home I've ever known, until they snatched it from my mama and foreclosed her on a loan. I'm so sorry that I left you there to deal with that alone. I was up in New York City chasing pennies, getting gone. Had no clue what you was going through. How could you be so strong? And how could I be so selfish? I know I could be so selfish. I could tell by how I treat you and my girl. Damn, she's so selfless, but she put up with my ways because she love me like you do. And no, it don't always show. I love her. But just like I love you, and I need to treat you better. Wish you could live forever, so we could spend more time together. I love you, mama. I keep my head high. I got my wings carrying me. I don't know freedom. I want my dreams to rest. Faith strong. I ask the Lord to follow me. I've been unfaithful. I don't know why you call on me. Another day, another time zone. Today I woke up feeling horny, so it's only right I got you playing on my trombone. Keep up, never sure where the words will take me. Beat them up, with regards to take me. Trump tight, never slurred and lazy. Give a verge and the urge to rape me, but then please. Best friends really make great for enemies. My watch game, can't wait for one of these. I see, this ain't no Rolex, it's an 8BB. I'm hot dog, catch up to me. Couldn't resist. Aim for the stars and I shouldn't have missed. But I was riding on fumes, so I stopped by the moon. Now I'm sitting on the hood of this. Like, thanks for the view. Waiting on thanks from a few. Cause without me, you wouldn't exist. You know that gave you the blueprint. Don't forget. Cold as your phone on 0%. Going off. Now they're showing off. Swear they hard, but they flowing soft. I'm taking off like Boeing on a bigger Boeing. Getting like a coin toss. Too easy. I keep my head high. I got my wings carrying me. I don't know freedom. I want my dreams to rescue me. My faith strong. I ask the Lord to follow me. I've been unfaithful. I don't know why you call on me.
From J. Cole inside the Soul Lounge. You know, I don't think he gets the credit that he deserves. He is an incredibly talented MC. This brother's been on the grind since like 2007 when he released his first mixtape. He released a few others. He is on his third album now. Anyway, that was from his 2014 Forest Hill Drive album. It's called Apparently. In that cut, we hear a man who is practicing a little bit of self-reflection. Now, again, something we don't often hear in hip-hop, I think we need to hear more of, and one of the reasons why I really enjoy J. Cole, inspired by Nas, he's inspired by Tupac, he's inspired by Eminem, you know, the storytellers. And you can definitely hear that in his style. And something very interesting about his Forest Hill Drive album. It went platinum, and it was the first hip-hop album to go platinum without any features since, like, 1989. So it had been that long for just one person, one man, one female MC to just come to the mic, do their thing alone, and sell a million copies. Now, the next year, that would be 1990, a group by the name of Public Enemy, they've been around for a while, but they released what I think is sort of like the quintessential hip-hop revolutionary anthem. So why not just end it here with them? This is called Fight the Power. Taking me out. Thank you so much for hanging out. Can't wait to do it again next week. Take care of yourselves and each other. Peace.
We can't get careless.